Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, we are so excited. This month is CTE Month, Career Technical Education. And this is a national recognition of what this month is all about. The Sylacauga City School Board has recognized it locally here as well. And, you know, the importance of career technical education encompasses a lot of industry and a lot of tracks, if you will, for students to get real world experience before they graduate high school. The importance of this is really so that they kind of know what is out there, right? I mean, right. This is their first foray into that at a high school level. Can you talk to us about what, just at a 30,000 foot perspective, CTE looks like in a classroom, in a day-to-day setting, and how students are able to get this experience?
Well, if you think, we're really preparing students right now for careers that don't even exist yet. So in thinking of that and keeping that in mind...
Meaning their own careers.
Right.
I want to clarify, right. Not jobs that aren't created yet. Their own careers are not created yet. Yeah.
But even jobs that aren't created yet,
well,
either,
that's
if
true.
You think about
that
it,
is
like
true, yeah.
AI.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how we've progressed there. There's now AI prompters.
Yeah. True.
You can, you know, get paid to be an AI prompter.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that would have existed, you know, 4 or 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. And so with that, really, our career technical education classes allow our students to receive a skill set.
Yeah.
So you're able to receive those, what we used to call soft skills, you might say, that enable our students to really go into the workforce, but really take their aptitude, take their interest, and then combine all that together to say, okay, here's something I would love to do or I would enjoy doing. I've used a scenario before. I have a family member, and I won't name, who graduated from high school, who went on and went to nursing school because one of their parents was a nurse, went to nursing school, spent all that time, got their first job, absolutely hated it, and is now a barista. Mm-hmm. So if she would have had the opportunity in high school to take the health science courses that we are able to offer, she might have seen, ooh, this is not for me. I think I'll do hospitality and tourism instead.
Right.
And so that's the other piece that it allows our students to do is actually get some hands-on experience in that career field so they can determine, even before they leave high school, is this really the path I want to take?
I think if you were to put this into a nutshell, this is really a moment where students, like you said, piggybacking off of this, can get that real-world experience to know that the day after graduation, which is what you were equipping them for, that they can make a decision, or even throughout that last process of their being their senior year, of if they want to go to school at a higher education level or if they want to enter into an industry or a trade, if you will. And so with that, you have the great training, the great support staff. We had Dina Goodwine, who was with us and headed this up for a few years. She's now at the state.
Yes, she's now heading up career technical education at the State Department, so at a whole nother level for us.
And so, you know, I think that there's a testament to that, to say that there has been a really great foundation that has been laid, and now she's doing it at an even higher level.
Right.
And so so you have great support staff here to be able to carry that on. You're overseeing this now in her absence. And you have great guests here with us today. Callie Sanchez, career coach. You have Crimson Jeffers, public relations communications coordinator. And so where do we all work together in this? How does all of this work with the students? How do they select their process? What kind of experience do they get? Tell me all about it.
So we actually start CTE. We're trying to start even at the onset at India Valley.
Okay.
Is really give them some background on what careers are out there, what do they like. We're very fortunate to have Ms. Sanchez because her background, she also has a degree in elementary education.
Yes.
So in her being able to go in there and do lessons with students and in classes, she can do it at their level,
yes,
if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And then from there, at the middle school, we actually start to offer classes that our students can take. And we wanted it to be kind of an overboard or kind of a smorgasbord of classes to where if they took these, it could actually feed into multiple areas at the high school.
Yes.
So, for example, we have health science, but in there they get to learn about all different careers that are associated with health science. So that when they get to the high school, they can kind of hone in on, do I want to do CNA? Do I want to do PT? Do I want to do, you know, where do I want to hone in on health science? Because there's so many, there's such a vast opportunity for health science. And then same thing with STEM. We have a course that is STEM related that includes robotics. It includes a little bit of manufacturing in there, a little bit of engineering in there, a little bit of computer science. And so from there, they can go to high school and hone in on those certain areas. So we try to do that at the middle school. And then in their eighth grade year, another thing that Ms. Sanchez works with them on is a four-year plan. And in this four-year plan, they actually have to map out what they want to go into at the high school, whether it be engineering, health science, modern manufacturing, business finance, healthcare, whatever those realms, they map it out at the end of eighth grade. They map out the courses that they know they'll have to take in that plan. Doesn't mean it can't change, because,
sure,
you know, plans can always change.
Of course.
But at least we try to have a good goal and a good plan so that when they start high school, they can actually start into those areas that they've chosen.
So when you're doing this, Callie, when you have the students in front of you, what type of curriculum are you looking at, and how is that curated for each student, and what is the measures for success when they complete it?
So we actually swapped a little bit up last year. I know we started doing individual meetings with our eighth graders, and we actually would invite their parent to come and visit as well, as far as being a part of that meeting. So we could go through each one of our CTE programs that we offered, to make sure that they fully understand what they were kind of stepping into, because we want their time with us to be, I guess, valuable is the word I want to use.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I don't want it to be wasted, so that it, like Ms. Dr. Eller was talking about earlier, you know, if they change their mind, we want to make sure they have time to do that.
Yeah.
So when they enter a ninth grade, they do get to try a CTE program, but by the end of ninth grade, if they're like, hey, this isn't for me, they still have plenty of time to where they can try another one, and that's not a problem. We can change it on their four-year plan. But in those individual meetings we do with them at the end of the year, they have an opportunity also for all eighth grade students to come over to the high school as incoming freshmen to see our CTE programs, to kind of tour the school, talk with our counselors, see what courses we offer. We have our course selection guide each year that we use as well, just to see what will be available, so that when we do meet with them in these individual meetings, we lay it all out there for them, from core classes all the way to CTE, so they know exactly kind of what that plan's going to look like for their 4 years with us, and try to explain our CTE programs the best we can outside of what they've already seen in their tour. Any questions they have, we have counselors on there, and myself obviously as well, and a few others like past counselors that will come back in and help. Our middle school counselors help us out also, because we just want them to be fully informed of what they are stepping into.
What type of hands-on experience do these students get physically at businesses that are within these tracks, or do they at all?
They do. We have a work-based learning program for sure, which is what we want. We encourage all of our students to, when they're going through their pathway of the program that they have chosen, that's where we want them to end up, is to have an industry placement in almost like an apprenticeship or internship, where they can get that real-world experience, and we're still developing that even now a little bit more. But we do have a partnership with Coosa Valley here in town with our health science program and an internship program that is very successful. I know for a fact we have one student that was a part of it last year that graduated, and she is working a full-time job and going to school right now at Grandview, and going to college at Montevallo to pursue a health science career, basically. I mean, her experience is... it's going to be unmatched compared to other schools and what they're offering, because, I mean, her resume is going to look a whole lot better when she's got all that experience from a local hospital.
That's the truth.
And I was going to say, we're always looking for business industries
Absolutely.
To partner with us.
Yeah.
Contact me. Contact Callie Sanchez.
Yeah.
We'll get you in.
Well, so Crimson, on the public-facing side, the communication side with parents and students and different things of that nature. What do you see? How do you gauge the interest that students and parents both have when it comes to what's being offered and the feeling, I guess, for lack of better terms, of what parents and students are getting out of this, and how do you communicate these things?
Well, you know, with CTE and with our students, a CRI, a college readiness indicator, is now required as part of the Alabama diploma. So that's a bunch of different avenues that they can take. They can complete a CTE pathway. They can pass a dual enrollment course. They can enlist in the military. There's different pathways to achieve that goal. But at the end of the day, all of our students have to have a CRI before they walk across that stage to be prepared for that next step. However, you know, if we can get the word out and be communicative with these parents early, like Ms. Sanchez said, getting them involved, knowing what they're stepping off into, essentially what their child is getting ready to step off into, to better support them in any way we can, that's what we want to do. We try to make sure that we have plenty of events that invite them in to these classrooms so that they can see the work that's being done. They're not just hearing about it word of mouth from their kids, they're getting to see it with their own eyes.
And we do a monthly newsletter. Mm-hmm. And in every monthly newsletter, we include a section on career technical education and workforce development. That's how important it is.
Yeah.
So that even, and that's sent out to all of our stakeholders, mm-hmm. including our parents, so that they can also see what our programs are doing, hopefully to enlist some interest there later on. And then, like Crimson said, we do have the events that take place. Like last night, we had a curriculum night at the high school, and it included career technical education. So parents were able to come and see different pathways that are available for them. We've got other career technical events taking place, especially this month and then moving forward, that I'll let Ms. Jeffers share as well.
And then we also have our career tech student organizations. Our students in these pathways are able to join organizations specific to their pathways, and they are doing competitions both at the district and state level, which, by the way, congratulations to our JAG participants. They just had their competition, their district competition earlier this week, and their state competition is coming up towards the end of the month. We've got our health science conference coming up at the end of the month. We've got FBLA competitions starting up in April. All of our CTSOs compete in some shape, form, or fashion, and so we're always excited to support our children in that.
Callie, what as the career coach do you get out of seeing these students want to take a new path forward in their high school career and then beyond in their actual career? What do you feel?
I feel so much joy just getting to be a part of it. Honestly, it's a little bit of pressure because they're coming to you and they are asking for guidance on what to do with their life. And that is tough. But there's a lot of joy in it too. And it's something that I kind of always had a passion for anyways. I'm a fixer. That's what I do. And so they bring me their problem of, hey, I'm not sure what I want to do or where I want to go. And I say, okay, let's go through everything, all your options here. Let's just talk through it all. You know, we have our, the Alabama Career Planning System through, the public schools here. And we've got, they have a career interest assessment on there that we're able to use as well with all of our students, just to kind of like guide them a little bit on like what they're interested in and kind of the pathways that we have where they kind of fit. So even if they're completely lost, that's just a stepping stone for us to just start with, and then gives us somewhere to start a conversation. I actually have a student, funny enough, that I have been talking with since his ninth grade year, and I won't tell his name because he would be very embarrassed if I did. But he's a senior now, and we have been talking about plans for his life for a very long time, even before I was a career coach. And he came to me not too long, a few months back, and was like, okay, I finally know what I want to do. And I was like, okay. And when I had brought up this career at one point, it was almost just as a, he just said he wanted to make a lot of good money, which most students do, right?
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, well, if you were smart, you would go into plumbing because, you know, that's a wonderful industry to be a part of right now. I mean, it's, we need good plumbers.
Sure.
Well, he decided he wants to go into plumbing.
That's amazing.
And I was like, are you serious? He's like, awesome. Yeah, like I want to be in plumbing. And I was like, we got you. I mean, there's a, you know, an apprentice school in Birmingham with our local union. And it's a free apprentice school that I learned about while I was at my career coach conference this last month. So, you know, it's that right there brings you a lot of joy because you see, I guess, the work and the words you're pouring into these kids. It's sticking. Something's happening there.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think that is really one of the biggest moments is, you know, when you know that you have made a direct impact on students, whatever that may be, it's for the good. And I think that is really, I mean, I think that transcends any specific job that you're teaching in school or coaching. When you know that you have made an impact on a student,
absolutely,
that is the pinnacle of it all, right?
Well, you're changing lives.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, and for a lot of our students, they really don't know the direction they want to take.
Right.
You know, they're kind of wandering in the wind a little bit like a like a leaf. Mm-hmm. And so giving them these opportunities to really experience things and giving them the opportunities to have someone they can come and talk to,
right,
about, hey, I'm thinking about doing XYZ. Yeah. What resources are available, or what do you think about this? You know, it really gives them a lifeline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, to me, that helps us reach our goal of ensuring that everybody leaves us ready for that day after graduation.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate the conversation. And thank you, Callie Sanchez and Crimson Jeffers and Dr. Eller, for everything that you have brought to us today. We're super excited about where this has gone, where it's going, and looking forward to impacting so many more lives with students. Dr.
And
Eller?
We just want our stakeholders to be on the lookout for events.
Yes.
As they come up.
What do we have?
Mm-hmm. We do have, this week is FBLA and FCCLA week. Mm-hmm. We had our curriculum night last night.
The competitions.
Yes.
Engineering day later in the month. And I'll make sure that those are posted in a timely manner so that everybody can come and support mm-hmm. our students and their hard work, for sure.
And we are going to recognize our career technical education programs next week at the board meeting.
Okay, yes.
Last week, the city council deemed this career technical education month, so we'll be sharing the proclamation from the city at that meeting as well, and highlighting some of our programs and giving lots of data, which I love. And then be on the lookout, too. Later on in the spring, we're going to do another tour of schools.
Okay.
So that stakeholders can actually see our schools in action and see some of these programs in action.
It was a great success last year, and I'm super excited. I hope it's better the second time around.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it to get better every year.
Great.
Yes.
Well, I know it's going to be, you know, it's any time that parents, stakeholders, you know, in general, you know, the community in general gets to see where their tax dollars are being spent, but also, you know, where their children are getting education,
right,
you know, where all of those elements. It really creates a sense of cohesiveness with the community, and it allows that bond to be stronger. It's not just, you know, I think when people think about just school, they think, oh, it's a kind of out of sight, out of mind. They don't.
It's really where I'm sending my kids. That's it.
Right. They don't think about what exactly is going on and where, what you have to do. And so I think being able to have those elements for open houses and tour of schools is a big deal.
So last year, 94% of our students graduated with a college readiness indicator.
Wow.
94%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a big
deal. I expect 100% this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No pressure, ladies.
Absolutely.
Oh, we got this.
You got your work cut out.
100% for sure.
I love it. Crimson, Callie, and Dr. Eller, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.